know that people, if you're walking totally in obedience to God's word, people of the world will fear you? You know that? They will fear you. I've had those experiences. In fact, when I was at Sky Shifts, I had 35 men working for me, and very few of those men would come in and talk to me. After they saw the anointing and the power that I walked in with God and how He answered my prayer, if they had a problem, they wouldn't contest me at all. One of them would say, well, go tell Thurman. He'd tell one of the leads. He said, well, you go up there. You can talk to him. He said, I ain't going in that office. I ain't going in that office. In fact, one of the guys' name was Richard. I don't know if Richard's still down or not, but he was a good boy. But he said one night, I was down in the truck shop talking to the guys. He said, Thurman had a dream last night. And I said, well, he said, I'll ask the Lord. I said, Lord, how does Thurman know so much about all of us? I mean, he said, it seems like you know what we do before we do it. And he said, how do you know it? And so he said, I asked the Lord and said, I had a dream last night and said, I was going down the corridor to the cafeteria and I had to go by your office and said, when I come around the corner, I saw a bright glow coming out of the window of your office. I thought, what in the world is that bright light? And he said, I went up there and looked in and Jesus was standing there telling you all about us. I thought, isn't that amazing? You know, so there was quite a fear of those men. They really did fear me because they knew I walked holy in obedience to God's word. And they knew when I prayed, God answered prayers because it became a routine thing down there for them to see the power of God demonstrated through a prayer. I mean, I saw God heal many people on the floor. In fact, one of the men told one of the little Spanish ladies one day, she had been diagnosed with cancer. He went out and told her, said, you go into Thurman's office and have him pray for you, and I guarantee Jesus will heal you. He said, it seemed like everybody he prays for gets healed. Well, I didn't know this. So that afternoon, I'm walking by the place, and she called me over, and she said, sir, are you going to be in your office? I think it was 11 that morning she got off. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I need to come by and talk with you. I said, okay. So she came by my office, and she brought her Spanish Bible in, and she tried to talk to me, but she was mostly Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. And so I opened the Bible up, and I just told her, I said, right here in Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, would you read this to me and tell me if you've done this or not? And she read that, and of course that says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Father has raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. She said, no, I haven't done that. I said, would you do that for me right now? And she did. She accepted Jesus. And then I just prayed and asked the Lord to bless her, and she left. A couple weeks later, she comes screaming in my office with somebody who could speak Spanish and English and said, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. I said, I didn't know you were sick. She said, your brother Neil said you would pray for me and God would heal me. But see, I used the word that had the word sozo in it. That means healed. And so when I prayed for her, not only did she come to Christ, but she got healed. Isn't that amazing? I mean, now, she was a little Spanish woman that was lost. Got her healed. Got her saved. Changed her total life. 4 or 5 years later, she's still working down there at Sky Chef, still totally healed. You know, just on fire for Jesus. Now, what is God promising us here? In these verses we're reading down through verse 10 so far, what kind of blessings is God guaranteeing to do with you if you're walking in obedience to His Word? Will He bless you in what? In everything. Let's go to verse 11, 12. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Who's going to make you plenteous in goods? The Lord is. And the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers to give you. The Lord shall open up unto thee the good treasure. Now, who's going to open that treasure box?
The Lord.
The Lord. Why is He going to open His treasure box? Because of your obedience. This is a secret. Your obedience. He's going to open the treasure box and He's going to bless you because of your obedience. The Lord shall open the good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain unto your land in His season and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend unto many nations and you shall not borrow. Now then, how many of you have ever loaned money to anybody? Now, let me ask you another question. How many of you have ever charged interest to a brother for money that you loaned them? Some of you have. Some of you are not willing to say that. But some of us have. You know, before I learned this, I used to charge everybody, not everybody, but most people, if I loan them money, I charge them interest. Because is that the way of the world? Sure. Now then I think I'm doing them a good deal if the bank's charging 7 and I let them have it for 3. You know, that ought to be a good deal, right? But I learned in the scripture one day, he who dwells in the sanctuary of the Most High God must not charge interest to his brother. I thought, wow, that means if I loan anybody else any money, I can't, and they're my brother in Christ, I can't charge them interest. Because I want to dwell in the secret place in the sanctuary of the Most High God. Don't you? Wow. So there's all kinds of requirements that we don't know. Now let's go to the next couple of verses, 13 and 14. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and it shall make and shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if thou wilt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. Not only to observe them, but to do them. And you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day to the right hand or to the left hand to go after other gods to serve them. Now then, on all the things we've read here, if we'll serve him, of course I realize this is under the law, but still these requirements are still here to walk in the same kind of God love. So if we walk in, although this was under the law, if we're obedient to walk holy before him, to walk in love, and to do no damage to our neighbor, we please God, and he will bless us. Now, if we don't do this back under this old law, we're going to read a little of this, and then we're going to take a break. I want to go to verse 15 and 16, and then we'll just hit a couple of verses. But it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. I don't like these now, do you? No, you're shaking your head like you might have been there before, Terry. You don't like the curses, do you? No, I don't like the curses. Most of us have lived under the curses and didn't even know we were living under the curses because we were breaking his rules. Well, see what happens to a Christian. We think that we're walking under grace all the time. We don't realize that when we sin, we fall from grace. I mean, have you ever read that in Galatians chapter 5 where Paul talks about falling from grace? Have you read that? You don't know? Well, let's turn over there to Galatians 5 verses 1 and let's read a few of those and then we're going to take a break very shortly. But let's go to Galatians 5 1 and on. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now then, that yoke of bondage, he says, stand fast, therefore, in this liberty. I mean, you got to stand and attach yourself to this liberty to be that Christ has made us free. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. What he's trying to say is there are some people say, you know, you can't be a Christian unless you're circumcised. You know, this is what they're teaching right here. You can't be a Christian unless you're circumcised. Paul said, no. He said, that's not true. Some people say, you can't be a Christian unless you've done this or done that. You can't be a Christian unless you're baptized. You can't be a Christian unless you speak in tongues. You can't be a Christian unless you walk in the gifts of the Spirit. You hear all kinds of dumb stuff. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised so that you can be a Christian, Christ is going to profit you nothing. Let's go to the next couple of verses. 3 and 4. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is made a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, if you go out and become baptized, you go out and become circumcised, you go out and do whatever so you can say, I'm a Christian. If you add anything to salvation other than the blood of Jesus Christ, and he's using circumcision here, he says, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. if you're justified by any kind of work. In other words, if you're fallen from grace, you're supposed to walk in a God kind of love. If you walk in a God kind of love, you're walking in grace. If you're loving God, number one, and your neighbor as yourself, are you meeting all the requirements? Yes. If you walk in love, if you love your brother, somebody does something wrong to you, they get really upset with you, and you don't go there with them in unforgiveness. You just forgive them. You just walk in love. Somebody says, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Yeah. Oh, yes, you can. And I'll tell you, it makes it a whole lot easier when you learn there's a consequence.
That's right.
In other words, let's go back and think about it like this. When you were a child, if you had a good daddy, and I know some of you didn't have, but some of you may have, if you had a good daddy and daddy says, now, don't you go to town and do this. If you do, I'm going to bust your bottom. And so you put daddy to the test. You try him. Daddy, he loves me. He wouldn't do that to me. And you go to town and you do something and you come in and daddy said, now, this is going to hurt me worse than it does you. And you think that was a lie. You don't understand that till you get to be a daddy, do you? But he spanks your little rear end. I mean, he wears you out because you disobeyed his rules. Did he love you? Of course he loved you. But the next time you think about breaking daddy's rule, you think about that, ooh, I believe I won't do that again. See, when you learn that these judgments come from God when you disobey him, that your children are made sick by God because you disobeyed, because he sent a devil to torment you and your children, when you learn that's true, you'll think it becomes a whole lot easier to walk in love. It becomes a whole lot easier to forgive him 490 times in a day, although he says, let's don't ever let that go there. No, don't ever let me go there, Lord. I don't even want to offend my lovely wife one time a day, do you? No, not even once. But if you do, she's supposed to forgive you. You know. But the thing about it is, all of us need to really learn to walk in that God kind of love.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.